I don't think it was about 9 or 10 of us got grown.
Did you want to go on and go past?
I'd love to went to school and finished and went on to college, but Paul said he couldn't do that. I mean, I was the only one, biggest one in the bunch. There wasn't nobody behind me to keep up with. So I just went on to school and helped him work. We raised our living. We didn't buy nothing much, a little flour. And not much flour when I was little, up till I was 12 years old. We didn't buy no groceries much. We raised our meat and bread, eggs, chickens. Virginia had a lot to give neighbors when we couldn't sell them back then. You had to give them away. 10 cents a dozen of eggs.
Have you been very active in different groups, different clubs?
I never did take no action, did nothing like that.
Did you go into the Army? Or?
Well, I started to turn it back.
What?
Yeah, I started in World War I. Uh-huh. They built us out of Shreveport. And we got out here somewhere in Texas, and they stopped us and wouldn't let us go on, and sent us, they signed up, hollered, threw up their hands, and hollered peace. And they didn't let us go on to the camp. So it knocked us all out, as 46 of us, knocked us out of any Army pay you anything. I don't know what it was all about.
You just came on back home then?
They sent us back.
Have you ever lived away from here?
I moved over to West Carroll, in Louisiana, West Carroll Parish, in 55, and stayed over there till 58.
What were you doing over there?
Farming. I left farm over there, but Lord, that water and mud you had to put up with.
That's right, close to the river, isn't it?
It's right on Beth River, between Beth River and Mason Ridge, between there and Oak Grove, between Bastrop and Oak Grove. I had a good place.
What kind of farming did you do there?
Cotton, corn, hay, and such as that.
Did you ever live
any place else besides? I lived in Franklin Parish. I bought me a place in Franklin Parish in 36. Mm-hmm. And it was, I didn't like where it was at.
How long did you stay there?
And the man at that time didn't, just 1 year. And the man at that time didn't own the land. He just had a right to it.
And he sold it to you?
And he didn't own it. Mm. He had to own it so many years before he could get a title to it. Uh-huh. Oh man, Charlie Murphy had the already made mud out of man there. But he took it on a debt. Mm-hmm. But it had to go so long before he could redeem it back in his possession.
Did you lose title then, or did you?
He never gave me no title or nothing. I just stayed there and made a crop after I got there. And come find out I couldn't get no deed to it.
Have you ever done any traveling besides? Well, to Arkansas when you
were... I used to move people to Shreveport and out in Texas and Little Rock.
You used to
move people from around here. When this year World War II come on, they all went to these here jobs. Mm-hmm. I moved 9 families to Shreveport and Texas and out of Little Rock. Moved one up and then went back 2 or 3 years and got him. And then went back and moved another one back here.
Do you have a big truck or something?
I had a ton and a half truck.
Tell me about your parents, where they were born.
They was born here in Union Parish too. My dad was born over across the Luther Mount Olive Settlement.
The Mount Olive Settlement?
Across the Luther over here. Lorraine. Around Lorraine. My mom was born right where I was.
How far is the...